Ryan, it's Tina again from Local Splash. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good. I was trying to send a note over to that department. Aman is the one that handles the Facebook, so I'm trying to see if there's something wrong with that page. But on my end, it looks good. I can get in, and well, I don't get in, but I can see it. So let me just send that over. And what I was suggesting before with the program is that it is, since it's the second month for everything to come into full fruition, you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some really solid things for your business. So that's why I suggest if you wanted to, you would be able to take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $199 monthly. Okay, and with that program, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, meaning that you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, and the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Then, you know, sometimes people go to a package like that because you could always put the Facebook ads on later if you wanted to.
Okay, yeah. And you guys got a picture of somebody on that page, right?
A picture on the web page or on the Google page?
On the web page of a guy.
Let me look. I'm going to pull up your website right now. One second. SuperbElectricsLLC.net. Okay, so I see a panel, and then I see some pictures in different sections.
Oh, well, then it's on the, so how much is it with the Facebook page I'll be paying?
So the Facebook included is $299 monthly, and if you take the Facebook ads off, it's $199 monthly. So that extra $100 we send directly to Facebook to run ads.
And how many ads do we run a month?
So you're in your first month with us. This payment is going to be the second one. But in the month, it shows that you had 208 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads.
Hold on one second, man.
Yes.
Hello? It's on this side.
Yes, hi, I'm still here.
Yes, I'm here, man. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. So I was saying it's showing 208 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads in the month that you've worked with us.
So how can I go on this webpage and, like, design it myself, or I have to go to your company?
Oh, I can show you how to make edits through the dashboard. That's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. Matter of fact, I prefer that people do it that way because any revisions that you make through the dashboard, they're sent automatically to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So, you know, it's a good process because I know as a business owner, if the only time that you have a free minute to do something like that is 2 in the morning, then so be it. You have access to that dashboard 24 hours a day. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the second month is going to be better than the first one?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Because it takes hundreds and hundreds of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, indexing in order to get a business on the first page. So because of that, a lot of the first month is spent on that programming, and it is the second month that you really see the program pop. And right now, your Google listing is live, it's optimized, it's verified, it's starting to populate on the first page of the search results. So I know that it is the second month that you're really going to see some solid results.
Alright, ready?
Yes. Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'm ready when you are, Ryan.
4701.
Mm-hmm.
4403.
Got it.
0395.
Mm-hmm.
9201.
Okay, expiration?
0329.
And the code?
029.
Now, do you want to keep the Facebook ads on or take them off?
I think I'm going to take them off.
Okay. And I just confirmed with Amon in that department. He wrote me back that there isn't a problem with the Facebook. He said that he could get in right away, but he said that he would talk to you if you need some assistance. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a glitch with the password or something on your end, but he said that he could get right in.
Yeah, when I try to get onto my phone, like, it only showed stuff like 4 days ago.
Hmm. But you tried to make posts too, right? And you couldn't?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's on standby right now. He can take the call right now. Or if you'd rather, you know, stay with me and have me show you how to do the updates through the dashboard, we could do that first. And then I can tell him to call you back later.
So I'm not by a computer right now.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's get you over to him. He'll help you with the Facebook issue. And then I will put a note in here for customer service to call you back, and they could do the walk through the dashboard. It's super simple, though. I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard. And once you log in, you'll see some tabs at the top that say Home, Leads, Google Insights, Facebook Ads. You just go to the very last tab that says Business Info, and that's the tab that you can go in and you can upload new photos, you can delete old photos, you can drop and drag them in the order that you want them to show. So I'll send you the login. It's pretty self-explanatory, but of course, if you want, you know, someone to walk you through it, I could have them call you back.
Yeah, so the login and password, I'll have to change it.
No, the username and password is in the email that I just sent you. That password is a temporary password that's meant to let you in. So you can change the password once you get in if you want. But some people just choose to stick with the temporary password because they have it in an email and that way they don't forget it. So if you want to keep it as a temporary password, it'll always work for you. The only time, you know, it wouldn't is if you change it.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot the password. Is it like ongoing or something?
I think it's go online. It's all lowercase, all one word, and it's go online. But I did send that to you again in a fresh email, so you should see that in your inbox.
Let me see.
It's not in there. Let me check the email. I'm just letting Amon know I'm going to transfer you over in a minute or two just so he doesn't think I forgot about him. Okay. So the email that I have is...
Yeah, but I got it. I just got a text message. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So
that has the password, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So good. You can refer to that. And then the email that we have on file is, let me go back.
Admin office.
Yep. I saw, here it is. adminoffice@superbelectrics.net. Is that the way that you want to keep it?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Okay, good. So we have that email on file. Okay, so I'll put you on a brief hold and then Amon is going to pick up where I'm leaving off, okay? And he'll help you with the Facebook.
I just deleted the app. I'm downloading it now. Let me see if it works on...
Oh, yeah, you know, I want you to try it again because it could also be maybe because the account was in suspension on this end, maybe it was giving you a glitch and now that it's active again. But I think that shouldn't be the case because you are the owner of the Facebook page. You just added us as a manager, right, so that we could run the ads. So I don't think that it should be giving you that problem. But, you know, once the new app, you know, loads, you can try it. And I'll wait with you and just see if you still
It's working now.
Oh, it's working now. Okay, go figure. Okay. So I'll let him know that we removed the Facebook ads for now, just to make things a little bit more affordable. But if you ever want to call back and put those back on, you can, okay?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And have a really great rest of your week too, Ryan.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye.